This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A new traffic pattern has been put in place for this bill season, and it seems to be creating some significant delays from what people are saying. Was the traffic really as bad as people are making it out to be?
So we had 70-plus thousand people out of the stadium, to their cars, and on their way home in approximately an hour and 15 to an hour and 20 minutes yesterday. I'm considering that a really, really, really good time frame for us.
Now, normally with Bills games, if they're either down really bad or if it's up, people will tend to leave a little bit earlier just to beat the traffic. Did you see any of that, or was it just everyone was leaving at the same exact time?
No. As a matter of fact, when the Bills got up, they were up significantly, and it started to look more like a preseason game where you know, we hit halftime and there starts to be a gradual trickle of people coming out of the stadium, and then that gradually increases as the third and fourth quarter progresses.
What was the main reason why they wanted to redirect traffic this year?
So everything revolves around pedestrian safety. As you know, last year we had a pedestrian struck and killed at the stadium last year. So pedestrian safety is absolutely paramount every single time we go to the stadium and set up traffic details. So we're constantly looking at the traffic patterns. We're constantly evaluating the traffic patterns. And the people that are making the decisions to make slight alterations to traffic patterns or pedestrian movements are people that have been doing this pretty much since the stadium opened. So these people are very, very, very squared away. They're very well informed. It's not anything that we're just kind of doing on a whim to see if it works or not. This is a very, very well planned and very well thought out event whenever we make any changes. And again, it all revolves around pedestrian safety.
So moving forward, is there anything that could be fixed with this new traffic route, or is this the best available option that we have right now?
So, like I said, we're always evaluating things. We're always taking a look at things. And one of the things that people fail to take into consideration when they're aggravated, say, about traffic on the south side of the stadium with 20A and Abbott Road, is the infrastructure on the south side of the stadium. It's not designed to handle 50,000 plus cars and an equal or greater amount of pedestrians, because you've got 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 people per vehicle. So essentially what people don't realize is that the infrastructure there is they're only 2-lane roads. So there's only so much that we can do with so many cars. And you compile that with most of the traffic is not going to move until the pedestrians are cleared anyway. So it's I wouldn't say it's an issue, but it's something that we have to deal with because we don't have a choice. They're 2-lane roads, and it's just simply not designed to handle that amount of people and vehicles.
All right, Lieutenant. And then just one final question. Is there anything about this that you would like to discuss that maybe I didn't bring up, or just one main takeaway that you would want people to know?
The main takeaway that we want everyone to know, and it's the Bills organization as well as the Sheriff's Office, is we take pedestrian safety into utmost consideration whenever we make any decisions regarding traffic patterns. It is always absolutely paramount.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.